And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 7th of September, 2010. It's the birthday of Jennifer Egan, born Chicago 1962, grew up in San Francisco, author of Look at Me and The Keep, and her most recent book, A Visit from the Goon Squad, got a rave review on the cover of the New York Times Book Review. It was on this day 99 years ago that the poet Guillaume Apollinaire was thrown into jail in Paris for stealing the Mona Lisa, which was missing from the Louvre. It had been gone for 2.5 weeks. He was not the thief, but the authorities were at a loss to know who might have done it. So they went after Apollinaire. He was a foreigner. He was born in Rome. He was radical. He hung out with the wrong people. And he was an art critic who had professed contempt for traditional art. So in 1911, on this day, the police threw him in jail, held him for a week. He thought maybe Picasso had done it, so they arrested Picasso and brought him in. The Mona Lisa was missing for more than 2 years, and then an Italian named Vincenzo Perugia tried to sell the painting. He wanted $100,000 for it. Authorities were notified. Perugia was arrested. The Mona Lisa went back to the Louvre. Here's a poem for today by Alison Townsend, My Parents' Dance Lessons, 1945. In the story my aunt tells, this is how they met. It's September, the war just over, the air crisp as the creases in my father's khaki pants, bright as his bronze star, pungent as the marigold my mother tucks behind one ear. The night they both sign up for dance lessons the Arthur Murray way at the Statler Hotel in downtown Philly. He's there to meet girls, of that I am certain, and she's there for romance, though I don't think that's what she would say, both of them looking for something as intangible as the cigarette smoke that rises in old decolleged photos, everyone tough, glamorous, vampy. Perhaps there are dance cards, or maybe partners are assigned. The truth is no one really knows about the moment when their glance catches and snags across the room, a fish line pulling taut as they place their feet on Murray's famous magic footsteps and start the slow luxury of reeling one another in. Music spills from a scratchy Victrola as she places her hand on his shoulder, feels the slight pressure of his palm against her back, and they begin to move together, her hesitant steps following his over-enthusiastic swings, until they are both lost in the more I see you or I don't want to walk without you, baby. The future, stretching out before them like a polished oak dance floor. I don't know if they went back for more lessons or how they learned to dip and twirl and slide together, though I once saw my father spin my mother completely around, her skirt flaring out around her like the bell of a silk lampshade, just months before she died. It's their story, after all, the one with a secret hidden deep inside it, like all love stories, bigger than we are or will ever be. Music from a big band coming up in the background, playing You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To, while our parents swoop and glide in the spotlight, keeping back just enough of the story to make us wonder. My Parents' Dance Lessons, 1945, a poem by Alison Townsend from her collection The Blue Dress, published by White Pine Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of poetry everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 436 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, How Tomorrow Moves. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.